Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing clear skies, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze, a pleasant evening for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon earlier this hour after intercepting a drone. Also, Walla reveals that U.S. President Donald Trump warned this evening of a potential strike on Mount Kosh in Iran. Also this hour, Ynet says Iran launched missiles toward Jordan earlier today, causing explosions observed from the Sea of Galilee. Separately, Israel Hayom notes President Trump reiterated his stance on preventing Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons, emphasizing the situation at Mount Kosh. And finally, Axios indicates the Trump administration is drafting a post-war Middle East plan, looking beyond the upcoming elections in Israel. From X, the latest, Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries has condemned anti-Semitism from Hassan Piker on CNN. Belaz News reports that Israel expelled Dutch diplomats from the International Gaza Support Center in Kiryat Gat following a Dutch trade ban on products from beyond the Green Line. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, posted earlier today about the expulsion of Dutch diplomats, citing recent anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's action in Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli forces targeted Hezbollah after spotting a drone earlier today. This strike is part of ongoing tensions along the northern border. Residents in the area are advised to stay alert as the situation develops. Turning to President Trump's statement, Walla reports that Trump warned of a possible strike on Mount Kosh. This follows Iran's missile launch toward Jordan. Trump's comments underscore the volatile situation in the region, with potential implications for international diplomacy. Meanwhile, Ynet details that Iran's missile launch, aimed at a U.S. base, resulted in powerful explosions over Jordan. This escalation comes as Israel continues its own operations in the region. The international community is closely watching these developments, which may impact regional stability. In a related development, Israel Hayom highlights Trump's commitment to preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. The focus on Mount Kosh reflects ongoing concerns about Iran's nuclear ambitions. This stance may influence future U.S.-Iran negotiations. Finally, Axios reports the Trump administration is preparing a Middle East plan post-conflict. With Israeli elections approaching, the plan's timing is critical. Its reception could shape diplomatic relations in the region. On the economic front. First, CTEC reveals Proofpoint is in talks to acquire Israeli cybersecurity firm Varonis, boosting Varonis shares by over 10%. Separately, Globes reports Israeli security management company Huskies raised $27 million to expand its smart platforms integration. And finally, Walla Business discusses how influencers and social networks are influencing independent investors in the capital market, particularly in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.